How to Live Stress-Free. Introduction. These days, everyone's feeling pressure. We rush at work, we rush at home, there's always so much that needs to be done. Stress and anxiety have become a part of our lives, but how do we deal with it? Most people don't. Stress causes havoc on our bodies. Let it rage free and stress will make you sick. The statistics are staggering. One in every eight Americans between the ages of 18 and 54 suffers from an anxiety disorder. This totals over 19 million people. Research conducted by the National Institute of Mental Health has shown that anxiety disorders are the most common mental illness, surpassing even depression. Women are affected almost twice as much as men, and it's the number one mental health problem among this gender. Men are not unaffected, though. Anxiety disorders in males are second only to alcohol and drug abuse. Anxiety not only takes a toll on our health, but on our checkbooks, to the tune of $46.6 billion annually in the United States. Anxiety sufferers see an average of five doctors before being successfully diagnosed. Stress and anxiety go hand in hand. One of the major symptoms of stress is anxiety, and stress accounts for 80% of all illnesses directly or indirectly. Stress is more dangerous than originally thought. You probably already know that it can raise your blood pressure, increasing the likelihood of a stroke. But recently, it's been claimed that 90% of visits to a primary care physician or because of stress-related disorders. Health Psychology magazine reports that chronic stress can interfere with the normal function of the body's immune system, and studies have proven that stressed individuals have an increased vulnerability to catching illness and are more susceptible to allergic, autoimmune, or cardiovascular diseases. Doctors agree that during chronic stress, the functions of the body that are non-essential to survival, such as the digestive and immune system, shut down. Stress is making us sick. Furthermore, stress often prompts people to respond in unhealthy ways, such as smoking, drinking alcohol, eating poorly, or becoming physically inactive. This damages the body in addition to the wear and tear of the stress itself. You can't eliminate stress as part of your life. You can, however, manage it. It's how you react that makes the difference. Coping techniques will help you control stress so that you can maintain your health and your happiness. I have suffered from anxiety disorders caused by stress for years. I've learned of ways to cope with some and dealing with the mechanisms that help me to manage it. This book is a combination of my own experiences and advice from experts. It will provide you with the tools that you can use when you're in a stressful situation. I've also outlined different ways that you can use to face debilitating anxiety and panic attacks. Plus, I will share some amazing information that's helped me. Let's reduce the effects of stress and anxiety from your life. Why are we so stressed out? We're living in very trying times and difficult times. Technology and advancements have made things more complicated than our simple life that our ancestors used to have. Sometimes life can be terribly painful and unfair. Why do some people manage to get through it easier than others? They have better tools. Society as a whole is more stressed. Millions of people are in record levels of debt. Many are losing their jobs, their homes, their health, and sometimes even their sanity. Worry, depression, and anxiety seem to have become a part of life. It seems like we entered the age of anxiety. In fact, Time magazine once proclaimed that this is one of their issues. The constant stress and uncertainties of living in the 21st century have certainly taken their toll. The result is that many people are now living in a state of constant fear and worry. When the 9/11 terrorist attacks happened, this became magnified. In fact, even now, years later, people report they're still a little bit scared every day. They worry that something of that magnitude will happen again. Turn on the news or open up a newspaper and you're bombarded with disturbing images and stories. You begin to wonder if you're safe anywhere. The information age is providing us access to endless data. Most of what is covered in the media is unsettling and disturbing news. Having more women in the workplace adds to the stress. Many women feel that the need to be everything to everyone, and that includes a paycheck earner, housekeeper, mother, wife, daughter, and sibling. Trying to cram everything in and do it well is a huge stress factor. Women are so busy doing that they don't make the time for themselves, and they get to feel guilty. This cycle is a losing one, and it's driving stress levels to an all-time high. Even children can feel the pressure and stress of anxiety. Teenagers who want to go to college feel pressure to obtain scholarships. They need part-time jobs in order to earn money for extras that their parents can no longer afford. add peer pressure into the mix, and you have a terrible pressure cooker. Cell phones, internet, Palm Pilots, Blackberries, iPods were always on the go and always reachable. There's no downtime in life anymore. We're so busy that we've forgotten how to relax, and our minds are constantly going over what needs to be done. We feel pressure to do these things because we think we have to, not because we want to. It's difficult for people just to say no. Not saying that one little word piles up unneeded expectations and obligations that make us feel anxious. All of us will experience situations that may cause us to be a little stressed and feel anxious. The reasons are endless, but here's a few of the common stress triggers: buying a property, career pressures, having guests stay over, being bullied, exams, looking after children, managing finances, relationship issues, deaths, illness, and even traveling. Stress is a normal function of everyday life. Only when it starts to take over your life does it become a problem. Everyone reacts to stress situations differently. It's usually when we don't feel in control of a situation that we feel its grip tightening around us, causing extreme stress. Regain that control and lose the stress. You have everything inside you that you need to overcome stress and the accompanying anxiety. You can gain the upper hand on stress. Let's look at the barriers we put up and how we can prevent ourselves from becoming stressful and to become healthy and getting rid of our anxiety. Blocking behaviors keeping your stress alive. There are three obsessive behaviors that you are likely to be engaging in that impede your healing process and stop you from enjoying life. Recognizing these barriers is the first step toward getting rid of some of the problems that happen when you're too stressed. The first is obsessive negativity. When you're obsessively negative, it means that you have a tendency toward looking at all the things you don't like about people, places, situations, and things in your life. Is your cup half full or half empty? I believe it's half full, and you can too. If your internal voice is telling you things like, you can't do this, or no one understands, or nothing ever works, you're sending yourself negative signals. You may be doing this unconsciously, so you need to tune in into this voice. It could be holding you back, and knowing what it's like to view life from a positive lens and enjoy the beauty in yourself and people around you. There's a whole world out there for you with happiness and positive thinking. Then you have obsessive perfectionism. When you engage in obsessive perfectionism, you are centered on trying to do everything just so, to the point of driving yourself into an anxious state of being. You may find yourself making statements such as, I have to do this right or I'll be a failure. Or, I'm not precise. People will be mad at me and they won't like me anymore. Again, this behavior may be totally under the threshold of your awareness, but it interferes greatly with your ability to enjoy things without feeling uptight and stressed. Finally, there's obsessive analysis. When you're obsessed about analyzing things, you might find yourself wanting to rehash a task or an issue over and over again. For instance, you might find yourself making statements such as, I need to look this over, study it, and know it inside out, or else I can't relax. Or if I relax and let things go without looking them over repeatedly, things go wrong. While analytical thinking is an excellent trait, if it's done in excess, you never can get to stop and smell the roses because you're too busy trying to analyze everything and everyone around you. Gaining insight into this type of behavior is one of the most important keys to letting go of stress and getting complete power over your anxiety. If you find yourself engaged in any of the above blocking behaviors, there are two things you can do to help yourself stop. First, ask the people you know, love, and trust, am I negative about things? Do I complain a lot? And am I difficult to be around? This may be hard for you to listen to, as the truth sometimes hurts, but the insight you'll get from others' assessment of you is invaluable. You'll know precisely how others see you. Accept their comments as helpful information, and you'll gain insight about yourself. Second, keep a journal to write down and establish patterns of when you are using blocking behaviors. Even if you're not thrilled with the idea of writing, you can make little entries into a notebook or journal each day. The great part is you'll begin to see patterns in your behavior that reveal exactly what you're doing to prevent yourself from curing your anxiety. We'll give you some great stress-busting techniques later in this book, but you need to recognize these blockages first so you can move into the healing stage and conquer your stress and anxiety. Many people think that stress and anxiety is the same thing, and this couldn't be further from the truth. stress, or anxiety. Contrary to popular belief, there is a difference between stress and anxiety. Stress comes from the pressure we feel in life as we are pushed by work or any other task that puts undue pressure on our minds and body. Adrenaline is released. Extended stay of the hormones causes depression, a rise in the blood pressure, and other negative changes and effects. One of these negative effects is anxiety. With anxiety, fear overcomes all emotions accompanied by worrying about apprehension, making a person a recluse and full of jitters. Other symptoms are chest pains, dizziness, and shortness of breath, and panic attacks. Stress is caused by something happening in our life now. Anxiety, stress, that continues after the stressor is gone. Stress can come from any situation or thought that makes you feel frustrated, angry, nervous, or even anxious. What is stressful to one person may not be stressful to another. Anxiety is a feeling of apprehension or fear and is almost always accompanied by feelings of impending doom. The source of this uneasiness is not always known or recognized, which can add to the distress that you feel. Stress is the way our bodies and minds react to something which upsets our normal balance in life. An example of stress is the response we feel when we're frightened or threatened. During stressful events, our adrenaline glands release adrenaline, a hormone which activates our body's defense mechanisms, causing our hearts to pound, blood pressure to rise, muscles to tense, and the pupils in our eyes to dilate. A principal indication of increased stress is an escalation in your pulse rate. However, a normal pulse rate doesn't necessarily mean that you aren't stressed. Constant aches and pains, palpitations, anxiety, chronic fatigue, crying, over or under eating, frequent infections, and a decrease in your sexual desires are signs that indicate that you might be under stress. Of course, every time we're under stress, we do not react to such an extreme, and we are not always under such great duress or fear every time we are confronted with a stressful situation. Some people are more susceptible than others to stress. For some, even ordinary daily decisions seem insurmountable. Deciding what to have for dinner or what to buy at the store is a seemingly monumental dilemma for them. On the other hand, there are those people who seem to thrive under stress by becoming highly productive, being driven by the force of pressure. Research shows that women who have children have higher levels of stress-related hormones in their blood than women without children. This does not mean that women without children don't experience stress. Absolutely not. It means that women without children may not experience stress as often or to the same degree with which women with children have. This means for women with children, it's particularly important to schedule time for yourself. You'll be in a better frame of mind to help your children and meet the daily challenge of being a parent once your stress level is reduced. Anxiety, on the other hand, is a feeling of unease. Everybody experiences it when faced with stressful situations. For example, before an exam or an interview or during worrying times such as an illness. It's normal to feel anxious when facing something difficult or dangerous, and mild anxiety can be a positive and useful experience. However, for many people, anxiety interferes with normal life. Excessive anxiety is often associated with other psychiatric conditions such as depression. Anxiety is considered abnormal when it is very prolonged or severe. It happens in the absence of a stressful event, or it's interfering with everyday activities such as going to work. The physical symptoms of anxiety are caused by the brain sending messages to parts of the body to prepare for the fight or flight response. The heart, lungs, and other parts of the body work faster. The brain also releases stress hormones, including adrenaline. Common indicators of excessive anxiety include diarrhea, dry mouth, rapid heartbeat or palpitations, insomnia, irritability or anger, inability to concentrate, fear of being crazy, feeling unreal or not in control of your actions, which is called depersonalization. Anxiety can be brought on in many ways. Obviously, the presence of stress in your life can make you have anxious thoughts. Many people who suffer from anxiety disorders occupy their minds with excessive worry. This can be worry about anything from health matters to job problems to world issues. Certain drugs, both recreational and medicinal, can also lead to symptoms of anxiety due to either side effects or withdrawal from the drug. Such drugs include caffeine, alcohol, nicotine, cold remedies, and decongestants, bronchiolators for asthma, tricyclic antidepressants, cocaine, amphetamines, diet pills, ADHD medications, and thyroid medications. A poor diet can also contribute to stress or anxiety. For example, low levels of vitamin B12. Performance anxiety is related to specific situations like taking a test or making a presentation in public. Post-traumatic stress disorder is a stress disorder that develops after a traumatic event like war, physical or sexual assault, or natural disaster. In very rare cases, a tumor or the adrenal gland may be the cause of anxiety. This happens because of an overproduction of hormones responsible for the feelings and symptoms of anxiety. While anxiety may seem a bit scary, what's even scarier is that excessive anxiety and stress can lead to depression. Suffering from depression can be a lifelong struggle, but the good news is that all of us can manage it. So let's take a few little quizzes to see what if you are suffering from too much stress, excessive anxiety, or depression. Quiz time. Before you begin here, you need to know that we are not medical professionals. This information has come from reliable sources and isn't meant to be a complete diagnostic tool in any way. These quizzes are simple guidelines to help you recognize any problems that you may be having to effectively deal with those problems. Because depression can be the most serious of our topics, let's start by seeing if you may be depressed. Keep in mind that everyone has his or her blue days. The thing that separates clinical depression from simple melancholy is that the symptoms occur over a long period of time. They don't come and go. They stay around for a while and can affect your life adversely. Ask yourself the following questions. Answer yes if you've been feeling this way consistently over a period of 2 weeks. Do you find yourself constantly sad? Number two, are you unmotivated to do things like take a shower, clean up the house, or make dinner? Number three, do people tell you you're overly irritable? Number four, do you have trouble concentrating? Number five, are you feeling isolated from family and friends, even when they're around you? Number six, have you lost interest in your favorite activities? Number seven, do you feel hopeless, worthless, or guilty for no reason at all? Number eight, are you always tired or have trouble sleeping? Number nine, has your weight fluctuated significantly? If you can answer yes to five or more of those questions, you could be suffering from clinical depression. It's most important for you to seek out the help of medical professionals, whether it's a doctor or a therapist. There are many medications out there that can help you with depression. I always tried to deny my own depression, but once I began taking an antidepressant, I couldn't believe what a difference that one pill a day made. It gave me freedom from the black hole I had fallen into and helped me enjoy life again. If you think you're depressed, act now. You deserve to be happy. Let's see if stress and anxiety are taking over in your life. Ask yourself the following. Do you worry constantly and talk to yourself negatively? Do you have difficulty concentrating? Do you get mad and react easily? Do you have recurring neck pain or headaches? Do you grind your teeth? Do you frequently feel overwhelmed, anxious, or depressed? Do you feel your stress with unhealthy habits, such as eating or drinking excessively, smoking, arguing, or avoiding yourself and life in other ways? Do small pleasures fail to satisfy you? Do you experience flashes of anger or over minor problems? If you can answer yes to most of these questions, then you have excessive stress in your life. The good news is that you've bought this book and you'll learn the many valuable techniques that you can use to eliminate stress. But we'll get back to this in a minute. Let's move on to anxiety. Number one, do you experience shortness of breath, heart palpitations, or shaking while at rest? Number two, do you have fear of losing control or going crazy? Number three, do you avoid social situations because of fear? Number four, do you have fears of specific objects? Number five, do you fear that you will be in a place or a situation from which you cannot escape? Number six, do you feel afraid of leaving your home? Number seven, do you have recurring thoughts or images that refuse to go away? Number eight, do you feel compelled to perform certain activities repeatedly? Number nine, do you persistently relive an upsetting event from the past? Answering yes to more than four of these questions can indicate an anxiety disorder. Suffering from depression, too much stress, or excessive anxiety can endanger your overall health, and it's time to take steps to overcome this now. Stress and anxiety affects many factors in our body, not only our mental state. Cancer and other deadly diseases are related to stress and anxiety because of the changes in the chemical composition of our body. Don't be a victim of stress and anxiety. Discipline, a proper schedule, and knowing your limitations will help. Learn your limitations and stick to it. Do not overexert yourself. Just try to go over the border an inch at a time. You can lead a productive, successful, and fulfilling life and career without endangering your health. Living with anxiety will slowly kill you while driving your friends and family away. Stress and anxiety can lead to panic attacks, which can be a serious situation. Now let's explore that subject a little bit more. Panic attacks. One of the unfortunate outcomes from suffering from excessive stress and anxiety is a physical reaction of your body to the situation. It's like your body's telling you that you need to rest but for a moment, except when you're having a panic attack. It's anything but restful. I had my first panic attack while my husband and I were driving home from a football game. We were about 30 miles from our home when I began to feel a bit off. I was having trouble breathing, and my body felt disconnected, and my heart was beating at what seemed to be a speed like 90 miles an hour. I pulled the van off to the side of the highway and got out, hoping to walk it off, but it didn't work. No matter what I tried, I couldn't catch my breath. I felt like I was dying. I remember saying over and over again, "Please, not now. I'm not ready." It was horrifying. The good news, I wasn't dying, but that night was the beginning of a terrible journey for me. Stress had taken over my life and was now affecting my entire body. Since then, I've had many panic attacks, and I've learned how to recognize that one is coming and how to control it. Let's look at the signs of an impending panic attack. Palpitations, a pounding heart or an accelerated heart rate, sweating, trembling or shaking, shortness of breath, a choking sensation, chest pain or discomfort, nausea or stomach cramps, derealization, fear of losing control or going crazy, the fear of dying, a numbness or a tingling sensation in your face and limbs, and chills or hot flashes. You would be surprised at how many people go to the hospital emergency room completely sure they're having a heart attack, only to find out that it's a panic attack. They're that intense. It's very difficult for your loved ones to imagine or even understand what you're going through when you have a panic attack. They may lose patience with you, tell you to get over it, or think you're faking. It may help if you show them the following scenario. If you're standing in line at the grocery store, it's been a long wait, but there's only one customer to go before you make it to the cashier. Wait, what was that? An unpleasant feeling forms in your throat. Your chest feels tighter. Now suddenly a shortness of breath happens, and what do you know? Your heart skips a beat. Please, God, not here. You make a quick scan of the territory. Is it threatening? Four unfriendly faces are behind you, and one person is in front of you. Pins and needles seem to prick you through your left arm. You feel slightly dizzy, and then the explosion of fear as you dread the worst. You're about to have a panic attack. There's no doubt in your mind that this is going to happen and it's going to be a big one. Okay, time for you to focus. You know how to deal with this. At least you hope you do. Start breathing deeply, in through your nose and out through your mouth. Think relaxing thoughts, and again, while breathing in, think relax, and then breathe out. But it doesn't seem to be having any positive effect. In fact, just concentrating on breathing is making you feel self-conscious and more uptight. Maybe you need to just try and relax your muscles. Tense both shoulders, hold for 10 seconds, then release. Try it again. Nope, still no difference. The anxiety is getting worse, and the very fact that you are not being able to cope using the techniques worsens your panic. If only you're with a family member or a close friend, then you could feel more confident in dealing with the situation. The adrenaline is pumping through your system. Your body is tingling with uncomfortable sensations. You feel like you're losing complete control of your emotions. No one around you has any idea of the sheer terror that you're experiencing. For them, it's just another regular day and another frustratingly slow line at the grocery store.